Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is an absolute pleasure to welcome Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron here, and you can join me in wishing Ryan a very happy birthday today.
There's a surprise.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Look at that.
And this is a big one.
It is. It's the big 5-0.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right?
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in on your birthday, too. My goodness.
Well, where else would I rather be?
At this hour of the morning.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get a campaign update to start things off.
So we're happy to tell everyone that we've made a little bit of progress. We're at 62% of our goal. We're at $1.5 million just in a bit. But the goal is big this year, $2.5 million, because the need is so great. And we're a little bit behind where we'd like to be. So we've been telling people that for a few weeks now, and we want to make sure everybody knows, you know. So, hey, for my birthday, why don't you give to the United Way? What do you say?
There you go. And you can make a donation right now as we speak online.
That's the easiest way. PerthHuron.unitedway.ca, the easiest way to do it. Or, of course, you can drop by our office at 32 Erie Street or use the snail mail.
Yeah.
Still works.
Still works, absolutely. So let's reach goal with United Way Perth Huron. We still got a ways to go, but we're back after the holidays. Get those bills paid, and you can make a contribution. Start off the new year right, 2024, with a donation for United Way Perth Huron. Okay, Ryan, we've chatted about United Housing. This time, let's chat about SRPC's Quality of Life Surveys. Lots here.
So every 4 years, the United Way and the Social Research and Planning Council does an in-depth study on our region based on census data and other data that we can get. And so we released 5 reports in November, and it is encapsulating everything from environment to quality of life, you know, all sorts of things that are in there, you know, education, and of course, the issues, of course, that United Way pays attention to, housing, homelessness, and so forth. And what we want to say to everybody is this is a good read. You know, head to our website and look at these reports. It's all really interesting. There's some good news and there's some bad news, right? It's just sort of normal with reports like this, but it is helpful. It's written in such a way that it's accessible for everyone who's in high school all the way up to elected officials, right? So we've tried to position it so decision makers have information that they can use to make decisions in the community. High school students can use it for research and projects, or university students, that sort of thing. And so it's really a vital piece of information. But, you know, a couple of interesting things just to keep people's interest about it. You know, for example, we know in our region that there's still a large income gap between men and women here.
That's the one that struck me.
It really stands out, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so women are earning $11,600 less here in Perth County on average than men. And so, you know, society still has a ways to go on this, right, in terms of where we're at. It's not an equitable way to live, right? And some of this has to do with decisions that people make and, you know, lifestyles they choose and that sort of thing, of course. I understand that. But we do need to find a way to balance that, I think. It's an important thing. And, you know, on the other hand, though, what we found is that lots of people are feeling good about living here, you know, our quality of life, by and large, people are feeling comfortable. Like, there's a lot of people that are struggling that we see every day. But overall, Perth County residents are saying that this is a great place to live. And so we're grateful to be able to talk about those sorts of things. And if you want to read, you know, further, head to our website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, and all the reports are there.
Perfect. And I'm just thinking, too, the amount of services now available for people in our area as opposed to years ago. Like, we've come a long way
Right. You know, I mean, we talk about it all the time, the needs and the gaps in our community. And if you look back, you know, even 10 years, the number of services and programs even that the United Way has started in that time period, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, we were opening the local community food center. What a fantastic organization, right?
You got it.
And here we are, you know, a few years ago, we opened connection centers helping people experiencing homelessness. And now, of course, we're working on United Housing, right? So there's all kinds of things that the United Way, and of course, others, not just us, have been doing to improve services locally, which is fantastic.
Right? Okay, so you can read all about it on the United Way Perth Huron website. But let's look ahead to coldest night of the year as we've got the snow flying and winter weather and some cold weather coming
That's
up.
Right. Yeah. So here at Stratford, we've got a goal of 170,000 Saturday, February 24th. You know, please help us to raise money both for the Connection Center and ShelterLink, two very important services in this community. The United Way is fully behind trying to make sure that we are addressing those needs for people who are experiencing homelessness. Sadly, there are more people now than ever before in that situation, including youth in our community. And so we want to make sure that we stand up and say this is important, and we walk in solidarity. We get some soup on the way from our friends at Soup Surreal. that's always a bonus. You get a nice hat if you raise $150 or more, and you can do it with your friends, your family, or teammates. My family's been walking in it for years. It's a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah, and I love the posts on the United Way Perth Huron Facebook page, just all the team names, just all the teams getting involved. It's inspiring. And as we've talked about, there's a real feeling of togetherness, a community event for something like this.
It is, right? And in the wintertime, we don't have too many events like this, right? So it is a nice way to sort of say, hey, you know, in late February, we can still gather as a community. We can still walk and do something important for our friends in the community.
Okay, so it's not too late by all means to get registered or, of course, to sponsor someone who's taking part.
That's right, yeah. So head to the Sonoy website, Coldest Night of the Year website, and search for Stratford, and you'll find a way to get involved.
All right, and Ryan, I know we'll chat again now into the new year. United Housing. Any thoughts on United Housing heading into the new year? I know there's so much to talk about.
But lots to talk about. Well, you know, we've been having important meetings on the planning side, you know, so now our projects are getting to the point where we're having discussions about, you know, how do we meet the standards of the city and the county as we move projects forward, and so that's been fantastic. So I have a meeting later this morning with the mayor and the CAO to talk about United Housing. So we're marching forward. We've got projects that we expect we'll be announcing in late 2024 and early 2025. And so we're getting there. You know, each and every day it takes time to do development work. We're over and above our $2.5 million campaign. We are looking to raise $540,000. We've got 70 in the door already for United Housing. This is a new venture, an important venture. And so if people want to give and designate their donation to that, they are welcome to do it.
All right. Reiner with United Way Perth here on. My gosh, he's got meetings and more on his birthday today. I hope you have some fun maybe later on today.
Yeah, we'll see.
Reiner, thanks again, Ryan. I always appreciate it.